In 2008, he campaigned on a platform of hope and change. Now, President Obama's historic tenure is winding down. The president will deliver his farewell address Tuesday night in Chicago. WUWM's Marty Michelson looks back on what some Milwaukeeans were saying about the president when he was first sworn in, and what they're saying now.
Thousands of Milwaukeeans were in a festive mood on Inauguration Day 2009. WUWM had fanned out across town to speak with people attending celebrations. At one event, we asked folks what campaign promises they expected the new president to keep.
So many people don't have health care. Some have to decide whether to purchase medicine or food. And it's really sad.
I think he has to hit the economy, because until people feel comfort in their own day-to-day lives, I don't think they can work towards the larger goals that he's talking about in terms of service and, you know, just world change. People have to have a sense of being grounded and safe themselves.
Over at UW-Milwaukee, students had high hopes the new president would boost people.
I hope this experience that we're going through now inspires a lot of Black young children to know that we can make it, and inspire them to, you know, not put a label on us anymore, that we're out here in the streets doing what we should do, and we can come to a higher position.
Like, he's gonna make a lot of changes to the world, and he's gonna help jobs and make the communities better. He's gonna be fixing all that, hopefully, and improving everything.
Over at the African American Women's Center on Milwaukee's West Side, hundreds of people gathered to watch, on a big screen TV, the first Black president take the oath of office. One person who was there is Reuben Hopkins.
It was a very proud day for all of us, you know, to see, the first African American male sworn in as president of the United States.
Hopkins recalls hoping the new president would jumpstart the economy following the Great Recession. And Hopkins believes, for the most part, the economy has improved.
You know, the country's pretty stable. I mean, we've seen the job growth every month, basically since he's been in office. I think he got the country back on track.
Hopkins says he marvels at President Obama's resolve and how well he has held up in the face of intense criticism. Stephanie Soul works at the Women's Center and says she was at home watching the inauguration on TV in 2009. She says she was anticipating a slew of changes.
Well, I wanted him to make the jobs, the schooling, the prison system, and bring back things that our youth can do as far as having employment at a young age, as far as having Medicare, Medicaid, and all the things that we need as far as health care.
Soul considers President Obama's major accomplishment to be the Affordable Care Act because of the millions of Americans who have used it to get health insurance. Tony Courtney, a retired social studies teacher in the Milwaukee Public Schools, thinks President Obama has taught people to be more civic-minded.
And the children, it made them more cognizant of things that was going on in the world, because like I said, a lot of the young people, they didn't pay no attention to politics. But now you see that, you know, with all the information and things that came out, they begin to be educated along those lines.
But Courtney says one thing that got worse under President Obama was gridlock in Washington. Reuben Hopkins cites racism.
You know, it's just so heightened. And, we've always known that it's been an underlying issue in our country, but it really showed its head with the way the president was treated. I remember seeing a video of him as the president of the United States where people wouldn't even shake his hand.
Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.